Now, as I mentioned briefly earlier, the European Union has a different concept of satellite navigation than we're used to with GPS. They have divided their service into five different areas. Again, this is to be a public asset as opposed to a primarily military system from the get-go. The Galileo signals are known as L1, E5A, and E5B. These signals will be compatible with the existing L1 GPS signal and the coming L5 signal. This is very good news. Galileo has defined five levels of service that will provide by the system. They are the open service, or open access up here on top. As it says, be free to air and for use in the mass market. Timing and positioning down to about a meter. Very useful. Similar to GPS and GLONASS civil access codes. Now, further down, we see the safety of life, also an open service, meaning available, not encrypted, along the same line, but provides guarantees, including integrity monitoring, meaning that the users are warned if there are signal problems. So safety of life, the intention here is that, let's suppose something such as an ambulance is relying on this signal. So some guarantee of accuracy is essential, so that if there's something wrong with one of the satellite signals, it's known immediately and can use others. It also provides users with projection in terms of a warning. Now, the public regulated service, or PRS, is encrypted and meant to assist the public security and civil authorities. So this is an encrypted signal, continuously available even in time of crisis. Government agencies will be the main users, so somewhat restricted in its use, and also protected against jamming. SAR, further down, the Search and Rescue Service, is intended to enhance space-based services and improve response time to distress beacons and alert messages. Interesting. The encrypted custom solutions for unique applications are provided in the commercial service, but in the Search and Rescue, the system will pick up distress beacons, feasible to send feedback confirming help is on the way. Obviously, what this indicates is that the plan is with the Galileo system something new. Now, remember that we discussed the GPS is a one-way system. There is no communication from the receiver back to the satellite. However, with the Galileo search and rescue, it appears that there's being some consideration given to the idea that specific users will be able to send a signal that will be broadcast, rebroadcast by the satellite, confirming help is on the way. Also, distress beacon locations can be picked up by the satellite, obviously a signal coming from the ground to the satellite. So a two-way system. This is new. With the Department of Defense originally conceptualizing GPS, one thing that was not desired was any sort of broadcast from the user that would reveal their position. However, since the European Union is primarily looking at this as a public asset, such a broadcast back to the satellite is considered useful. Then, lastly, of course, there's the commercial service. The commercial service is encrypted. It's a high-accuracy signal at centimeter scale and a guaranteed service for which providers will be charged fees. Another new concept. GPS, we are used to it being for free. And now it appears that the Galileo system is planning a subscription of some type for the commercial signal that will be available from the Galileo satellites.